according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had been crippled, that crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to waters? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing in all of the wonderful things being done by him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. You may be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever felt like your freedom was no more? We hear a lot about freedom, especially in this country. You hear people say, this person or this group of people are taking our freedoms away. Or, if this happens, whatever it is, we might as well kiss our freedom goodbye. Or even the need to thank our service people for all they have done, because without them, we wouldn't have the freedoms we have, which I totally agree with. But how many of us have truly lived a life with no freedom? I once had somebody tell me that unless you have ever been captive, you really can't understand freedom. Because for those who have only lived free, it's seen differently. But isn't that just the way it is? Well, I've had close family members die of cancer. They have no clue what it's like to be captive to cancer. And even there are so many different experiences with cancer that one person's experience is nothing like another's. I mean, my grandmother's breast cancer was nothing like my brother's brain cancer, nothing like my mom's sinus cancer, at least from my perspective. But then I'm reminded that Jesus, you know, the answer is always Jesus. Jesus knows what it's like to be captive and was there for all who suffered, including my grandmother and grandfather and mother and brother. In our gospel reading today, we have a woman with a spirit who has been bound, who has been held captive for 18 years, at least 18 years of the physical ailment. 18 years of spirit that caused her to be bent over. 18 years of not being able to look anyone in the eyes. 18 years of disrespect and people whispering about you. 18 years of being overlooked, or if you are seen, to be seen as worthless. No clue what it would be like to live with her spirit. To be bent over for 18 years. But Jesus seems to understand, and he steps forth with eyes watching to take action. Jesus touches this woman in a way that brings her a freedom she never could have expected. Jesus connects with this woman in a way that many of us have never experienced. Jesus has a way of doing that. While the rest of us look on and try to figure out, to explain what's actually happening. The people standing around see what happened, and instead of sharing in the freedom given to this woman, this person who was probably seen as less than a person, or a person who was weak, vulnerable, worthless, the church leaders try and deflate any excitement as quickly as they can. The leaders must find a way to make her captive again, all of the people captive, and they do it by taking God's words and using it against God's people. By telling the people that Jesus' actions shouldn't happen on this holy day, the people are told that the woman before them needs to remain captive, if only for one more day. I mean, really, is one more day going to hurt? And really, tomorrow, we can do it tomorrow, unless they find another reason to keep her captive. But this story it doesn't end with that. There's more to it. And did you notice what really started all of this conversation? Yes, it was about the healing, but I have to guess that if the woman wouldn't have said anything and just had gone on her way, I doubt that the leaders of the church would have said anything at all. But as soon as the woman was healed, immediately she began in the church to praise God. And isn't that what we do in the church? That is probably what got the leaders the most worked up about, what bothered them more than anything. Because how dare this woman stand before anyone and praise God like that? Who is she anyways to think she can do that? I mean, it makes me think about the many years within the church when only the pastors could pray over meals, over Bible studies, anything church-related. Like, pastors had this authority that made their prayer more important, maybe even better than anybody else. And for many years, women weren't allowed to be pastors, which then says even more about the authority of a woman preaching in this space. Because who is this woman, these men would be thinking, to stand up straight, shoulders back, in a church, and be the one praising God and leading it? Of course, the leaders are going to have something to say about it. Not today, not on a holy day. Because women do not have authority to pray like that in church. When have you ever felt your freedom was no more? Or when have you ever felt free, only to have your country or your church or those around you do all they can to take your freedom away? I'm not sure I have ever had that. Not like the woman in this story. Not only is the church angry that she was healed and free from her ailment, but now she's being told she cannot use her voice either. It's almost a double freedom taken away. To be seen and touched by God in a way that makes you whole and free, only for those around you to use their power to silence you. around today? And who are those who, as beloved children of God, are having their freedom taken away, whether it's physical or their voice, here and around the world? Those being taken captive by the powerful, who just want to make certain people invisible and without a voice and bent over. Jesus stands up for this woman, both in healing her and speaking up for her and saying she has the right to speak. This woman has every right to break the bonds holding her down because she has been seen and loved by God. This woman has every right to speak her mind and praise God because she is chosen by God to be one of God's people. This woman has every right, even though the leaders try to take her freedom away. But she knows the truth. Because even if they do manage to find her again, to take her captive, she has experienced God's freedom. And that can never be taken, never can be taken away. So shout your praise, daughter of Abraham. Shout your praises. Thanks be to God.